Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now it's time to check in with WNYC planning editor Kate Hine. She fills us in on what's going on. We call the segment Kate Has a Plan, although I'm lobbying for Kate and Allie, as you know, as our new segment title.
Am I Jane Curtin or am I the other actor in that sitcom?
We could switch off. It's okay. Your text, your email to us is, what is on the agenda today? Nothing, literally nothing but coronavirus, understandably.
Right, but it's like coronavirus in all its flavors. You know, I went into this outbreak sort of like, let's keep it calm. Let's give listeners what they need to know. But coronavirus cannot overtake our newscast. It can't overtake the news operation. It's overtaken newscast and it's overtaken the news operation. Mm-hmm. It is a big enough story that it impacts every single person in our area. And I feel like we would be practicing journalistic malpractice if we did not get it on the air in all of its flavors. So yes, we are continuing to bring you all of like the TikToks of the daily news and the things you need to know, and every single mayoral and gubernatorial press conference we boil down and get on air so that you can have the information from officials. But we're also trying to sort of navigate this new world that we live in. I was walking down the street after work yesterday to the subway station, and I was genuinely distraught over the signs on the restaurants saying, sorry, we're going to close. We don't know when we're going to reopen. So one of our big things that we're going to be watching is, how do we come through this? How do small business owners, restaurant workers, bartenders, people that have hair salons, nail salons, like where even, you know, even businesses that aren't shut down right now are experiencing such a dire loss of foot traffic, that we're going to be watching this impact and how it plays out across the city. What happens to the state budget? What happens to the city budget? The MTA ridership is plummeting. I was on a C train at rush hour this morning that had four other people in my car. MTA makes about, you know, half of its budget from ticket revenue. What is that going to look like? Are we going to see slashing of bus service, worker layoffs? Like, this is so huge, and it's going to unfold over so many months. Today, I have reporter Gwen Hogan looking at conditions in hospitals right now. How many, you know, what are the plans to free up hospital beds? What are nurses and doctors experiencing right now in some hospitals in our area? It's pretty grim. You know, she's been on the phone for the past 72 hours talking to people, and she'll have quite a story to tell tonight on ATC. But we don't want to just do sort of like the grim and the unbearable, because as I said, it's sort of like all sorts of flavors. I've got producer Catherine Fung talking to grocery store owners about setting aside hours for senior citizens.
That is such a good idea, and B, just a little glimmer of humanity that we need.
I think there's a lot of glimmers of humanity.
There, you know what? Actually, there are. It's something I've been actually, you know, we do Good Vibes on Monday on the show, and I've actually been sort of thinking about trying to do it every day.
Yeah.
And there's no, I mean, everything from Zion Williamson, from the NBA offering to pay for all the people who worked at the fast food joints at the Superdome.
Yeah.
Or what was a Superdome, because, you know, this is a 19-year-old kid realizing I have the economic means to help somebody else pay their rent, to feed their family. I mean, it's like a 19-year-old. It's just, it's amazing. People care about people.
Yeah, people are coming together, and we are doing that reporting as well. You know, we're taking a look on how different communities and buildings are organizing. You know, there are a couple of notes in my lobby. I live in a building that has a fair amount of elderly people in it, and there's a note that says, you know, you need me to run errands? You need me to walk your dog? You need me to pick something up from the pharmacy? Give me a call. And some of the papers had been torn off. So clearly people in my building are taking advantage of it, which is great. And then, you know, we're kind of trying to figure out how we can get How People Live Now to air. So I know that some people, or their kids are home, they're getting music lessons through FaceTime. So, you know, we're going to bring some of that sound to air. We're wondering if people are adopting more shelter dogs, because, you know, people are home a lot more. And we've called a couple of shelters, and shelters are like, yeah, we're getting a fair amount of foot traffic. And then, you know, sort of like other meta questions, like someone in the newsroom raised, how are modern Orthodox Jews handling minyamin, like praying together in groups of 10 that you have to do in order to say Kaddish and other prayers? You know, how are religions that literally call for people coming together sort of navigating this no groups of 10 or more suggestion that the CDC has been handing out? How are immigration courts handling this. You know, not everything, not all court systems operate the same. And Beth Furtick has been really drilling down on what's happening in immigration courts. Matt Katz is taking a look at lawyers who are trying to bond out detained immigrants who are elderly or sick. Are homeless shelters equipped to handle coronavirus? We're taking a look at that as well. You know, it's such a huge story.
Is there anything that you can help us understand, myth bust for us? I heard Governor Cuomo this morning doing a little bit of that, just the things that are going around that are,
like, New York's going to be quarantined, like Escape from New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been hearing that for days. No, it's not going to be quarantined. I don't know.
And he was describing just the language. Sometimes people are getting caught in the language, that what happened in New Rochelle, people misunderstood some of the language around that.
Right.
So we have to be very specific and careful.
I was talking about that with Jamie Floyd, that maybe we should do some type of segment on the difference between quarantine, you know, self-quarantine, isolation, curfew. You know, what are all the little flavors of things that are going on across the region? And, you know, Governor Murphy in New Jersey had said yesterday he was issuing a curfew order that was, it wasn't the type of curfew where the military is going to be walking down the street with machine guns, but he just really wants you to be home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Like, what does that mean legally? What would that look like in New York? You know, we're looking at that. And I didn't even mention the most important thing, or one of the biggest stories that we're watching, is how does New York City homeschool 1.1 million kids in 1 week? You know, like, how do they get it together to give out technology to 300,000 kids who don't have access to it?
I have a friend who's a teacher who is in training all day today. All day.
And all day tomorrow and all day Thursday, too. You know, how are special needs kids who get OT and PT in public schools going to be serviced?
My son, you know, you've met him. You know, he's on spring break because he goes to an independent school, and I tried to talk to him about what was going to happen after. He said, "Mom, it's spring break. I don't have to discuss this for another week." I said, "You know what? You're right. I'll worry about it for the next week." And then, but I thought to myself, you know, in some ways, in a lot of the parenting columnists, if I'm wondering if you're covering any of this, have said you have to kind of, like, screen time's going to happen.
Yeah.
You got to stop sweating it, everybody.
Oh, yeah. I mean, both of my kids are legal adults now, so we're kind of a rule-free household. They're all home because all school has been, you know, curtailed. Mm-hmm. One of the conversations that I wanted to sort of bring to air, it's a little navel-gazy because it's my situation right now, but I have a daughter who's a senior in high school who has to decide by May 1st where she's going to go to college. Wow. And she can't visit any of the schools she got accepted to. I mean, she's seen some of them, but she applied to a fair amount just by doing research online. And we had said, well, we'll drive around and take looks at them, you know, when and if you get into them. Well, now she's gotten into them. And we have to figure, like, how is she going to make the decision of where to go? We can't go on tours. We can't really talk to administrators. Mm-hmm. You know, some schools are trying to do, like, virtual tours, but she's really panicking about it. It's a really nerve-wracking.
So we talked education. Transportation?
We talked a little bit about transportation. I'm very worried about the MTA's budget.
Okay.
Stephen Nesson is going to be taking a look at what the MTA is going to do in the short term. Are they going to go to a weekend schedule? We've been kind of, like, hearing this batted about, like, ridership is so low right now during the week. Is it going to look like Saturday and Sunday service on the weekdays? I don't know. And he's, you know, checking into that right now.
When do we hear from the mayor again?
1 p.m. It was supposed to be 12 p.m. It's been, or 12:30. It's been pushed back to 1 p.m. I was trying to sort of read the tea leaves on what he's going to say today, and I have literally no idea, other than he's been, you know, laying the groundwork over the past couple of days of saying everything is on the table, and he's been explaining what the executive order gives him the power to do. One of those things is a curfew. So that's something that we're going to be watching very, very closely. Is it going to be like what's happening in the Bay Area now or in New Jersey, where it's the suggested, if you don't need to be on the street, don't go outside? You know, he basically said in his press conference yesterday, don't go outside. If you're over 70, don't go outside at all. Mm-hmm. If you have pre-existing health conditions, don't go outside at all. If you're healthy, if you're totally asymptomatic, if you think you are, like, in the pink of health, go outside very briefly and only to run important errands. Like, he is locking it down.
Kate Hines, you have more work to do. You've given me plenty of time today. Kate, thank you so much, as always.
Thank you.